Professor Severus Snape, master of this school, commands you to yield the information you conceal," Snape said, hitting the map with his wand. As though an invisible hand were writing upon it, words appeared on the smooth surface of the map. "Mr. Mooney presents his compliments to Professor Snape and begs him to keep his abnormally large nose out of other people's business." Snape froze. Harry stared, dumbstruck at the message. But the map didn't stop there. More writing was appearing beneath the first. "Mr. Prongs agrees with Mr. Mooney and would like to add that Professor Snape is an ugly git." It would have been funny if the situation hadn't been so serious. And there was more. "Mr. Padfoot would like to register his astonishment that an idiot like that ever became a professor." Harry closed his eyes in horror. When he'd opened them, the map had had its last word. "Mr. Wormtail bids Professor Snape good day and advises him to wash his hair, the slimeball." Harry waited for the blow to fall.
"So," said Snape softly, "we'll see about this."
He strode across to his fire, seized a fistful of glittering powder from a jar on the fireplace, and threw it into the flames.
"Lupin!"
Snape called into the fire.
"I want a word!"
Utterly bewildered, Harry stared at the fire. A large shape had appeared in it, revolving very fast. Seconds later, Professor Lupin was clambering out of the fireplace, brushing ash off his shabby robes.
"You called, Severus?" said Lupin mildly.
"I certainly did,"
said Snape, his face contorted with fury as he strode back to his desk.
"I have just asked Potter to empty his pockets. He was carrying this."
Snape pointed at the parchment, on which the words of Messrs. Mooney, Wormtail, Padfoot and Prongs was still shining. An odd closed expression appeared on Lupin's face.
"Well?"
said Snape. Lupin continued to stare at the map. Harry had the impression that Lupin was doing some very quick thinking.
"Well?"
said Snape again.
"This parchment is plainly full of dark magic. This is supposed to be your area of expertise, Lupin. Where do you imagine Potter got such a thing?"
Lupin looked up, and by the merest half-glance in Harry's direction, warned him not to interrupt. "Full of dark magic," he repeated mildly. "Do you really think so, Severus? It looks to me as though it is merely a piece of parchment that insults anybody who reads it. Childish, but surely not dangerous. I imagine Harry got it from a joke shop."
"Indeed," said Snape. His jaw had gone rigid with anger. "You think a joke shop could supply him with such a thing? You don't think it more likely that he got it directly from the manufacturers?"
Harry didn't understand what Snape was talking about, nor apparently did Lupin. "You mean by Mr. Wormtail or one of these people?" he said. "Harry, do you know any of these men?"
"No,"
said Harry quickly. "You see, Severus," said Lupin, turning back to Snape, "it looks like a Zonko product to me."